Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, Facebook family. Guess who is still in the airport? Remember morning motivation? If you chimed in this morning, then you were with me when I was setting, chilling, getting ready at, what was that, at 5, that was about 5 a.m. I think that was about 5 a.m. My flight was at 5:40. I was feeling all good about myself because I'd gotten here early. Well, I think somewhere in the midst of chopping it up with you guys, my gate changed. And it was supposed to be leaving out of that gate right over there, which is gate 8. Well, it changed to gate 1. So guess what? At 5:30, when no one's saying it's time to board your flight, I get up and start looking around and realize my gate had changed to gate 1, which means I missed my flight. So it's all about transition. How fast can you transition in stress? Your ability to transition in stress is what makes all the difference in your ability to start to recover. So one of the first things that I do, and I'm telling you, in 20 years of traveling, traveling consistently, I have probably only missed one flight, maybe two at the most, and usually that's not because I'm not paying attention. That's just, I don't think that's ever happened to me before, especially when I'm sitting right at the gate. And so what I do, I just say that everything happens for a reason, because it does. And so you adjust, you breathe, you regulate, and then you figure life out, figure out what this, what the next step is. So for me, it was going back home, taking a 2-hour nap, handling a little work, catching a plane later, which now it's getting close to noon. My plane boards, I'm looking at my gate now. It says it right on the screen. My plane boards in just a little bit, 12:30, and then I'll be on my way. And I'll get in at 8:30 tonight instead of noon, actually 11 today as I was thinking. So that means there may not be a Post Daily Dose tonight because I might be en route at the airport. But you all get to learn from my pain. Never again will I not look at the board. Will I just trust what's on my ticket? And it's just a great opportunity to regulate and to breathe and to be grateful, right? And to think about one of these days having that private jet. So this could be like that. I could be like that pastor who has his congregation praying and making donations for his private jet. But I think everyone was in such an uproar because he already has 8 of them. So if anyone knows that pastor, maybe you can get him to loan one to Big Papa for a couple trips every now and then. Oh, Darlene says my connection keeps cutting out. Sorry, Darlene. Anyway, that's all. God bless you guys. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.